blocking the transmission of our spiritual prayers to the Father. And when we get on our knees and pray, his objective is to hinder us. Have you ever noticed when you fall on your knees and you start praying, the enemy begins to work? You get on your knees at the end of a hard day and you start calling upon the Lord, and all of a sudden you fall asleep. That is not an incident. That is not a coincidence. That's a power at work trying to hinder or stop you from reaching your Heavenly Father. And if he can stop or block it by blocking the transmission that you are submitting to the Father, he can hinder your relationship and block your accountability with the Father. He, that enemy, is the prince of the power of the air. And he will never stop working against us in our relationship with God. But my brothers and sisters, that's part of it. But I need to share one thing with you. But we need to be of good cheer because we have a mediator who represents us before the Father. He stands before the Father. He's representing us. And because he represents us, he shares with the Father all of the things that he has done on our behalf. I have often wondered what Jesus says to the Father about me. When you stumble and fall, he stands up and says, I've paid for that fault. We are not perfect, but we know one who is perfect. We know one who came and delivered us from the powers of the enemy, and his name is Jesus. And this gives the believers peace. We have peace to know that the Lord is on our side in spite of the fact that there are frailties and shortcomings and missteps and problems that we encounter in life. We still have peace because we have Jesus on our side. For in Jesus Christ, we can have peace because Jesus has already overcome all of the obstacles for us. Everything that we will experience in life, Jesus said, I've already overcome them. I've already experienced them. I've already been tried and I've been proven faithful. And because I've overcome them, I'm imputing, I'm giving, I'm placing in you what you could not do for yourself. In James 1, verses 2 and 3, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various or diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. Antioch, that word temptation in this verse means test or trials. As believers, we know that Satan will use any and every situation to test our faith, as he tried to get us to abandon the promises of God. I want you to notice that I said, I didn't say that Satan causes the test. I said that he will use the test in every way imaginable to get us to doubt God's love and his faithfulness towards us. His objective is to try to hinder us from our relationship with the Lord. And because of that, we can see something great. But here's the deal. While we know that some seasons in our lives, we will be more trying than others. And it will be hard to find joy in those seasons, James tells us that it is possible to have that joy. It is possible to have that joy, even in the fact that we are having trials in those seasons. We can have joy. Can you hear me? Can you hear what I'm saying to you this morning? My brothers and sisters, as I look out among you, as I look to you, I can call my wife, Linda Mathis. Can you hear me today? Can you hear me knocking on the door of what the Lord is saying? Hello. There's something significant that the Lord is speaking to us. And because he is speaking to us, the Lord is watching and working on our behalf. We see the Lord is moving us into a unique position. So James said, we could have joy in the midst of our trials and tribulation. And it had to have been for a reason. So if it is true that we can have joy in the midst of our trying, hard times, and we can have struggles to find that joy, then we have to ask ourselves this question: am I going to trust God and take him at his word or not? Before you answer that question internally, let me share with you what God has said about you specifically. Let me just reveal that Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, "For I know the plan that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not calamity, to give you a future and a hope." I want you to keep this verse in mind as we go through the message this morning. God knows each of us personally, our strength as well as our weakness, our frailties. God knows that we need what we need and when we need it, even before we know it ourselves. And this is really important. He has made plans for each of us. Plans not for our calamities or our disasters or our catastrophes, but plans to take care of us. God's desire is for us to be well. But sometimes we eat food that's not good for us. God desires for us to be well, but sometimes we take drugs. God desire for us is to be well, but sometimes we rob, steal, and kill. This is all a part of our free will and not God's will. But Jesus said, "For I know the plans I have for you." Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I have overcome the world. Jesus said, he has conquered the world in the same way that he has defeated the prince of this world. Jesus' point is that by his death, he has made the world's opposition pointless. The decisive battle has been waged and won. The world continues its worthless attack, but those who are in Christ shall share in the victory that Jesus has won. That's enough to shout about. They cannot be harmed. You and I cannot be harmed by the world's evil. And they know, we know, who triumphs in the end. For the Lord is on our side. From this, we take heart and begin to share his peace. For Jesus is the Prince, a Printer of Peace. And because he is the Prince, a Printer of Peace, we can now stand and know what the Lord is sharing, revealing, and unveiling to us under what we call the dispensation of grace. And that's enough for each and every one of us to rejoice and shout about, as we now know how we as believers can overcome tough and difficult times. The doors of the church are now open. If you're here today, my brothers or my sisters, we now extend the invitation to Christian discipleship. If you are here or watching this broadcast by the internet, are on Facebook, you may now come as a candidate of baptism. You may now come with a letter of recommendation, or you may now come under Christian experience. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. For he has been knocking on our hearts, the doors of our hearts, for generation and generation. And if you are here today, or if you are watching this broadcast, we now extend that invitation to you. The Lord is calling you to a new position in him. And if you desire to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, we invite you to come down the aisle or reach out and say yes to the Lord. Although there are tough and difficult times, the Lord is simply saying, I have overcome the world. And if you dare to believe, Jesus said, I have overcome the world, and you find peace in me. You can have peace to know that God can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or even think. And right now, the doors are open to you. The Lord calls you now to say yes and receive the blessing from the Lord. Is that you? Don't look at your husband. Don't look at your wife. Don't look at your children. The Lord has made this thing personal. And if it is personal, the Lord welcomes you into his family of believers forever. And so we thank you for those who said yes to the Lord. And so, my brothers and sisters, we invite you to a church that is God-fearing. Christ is the center, and we trust you into their hands. If you desire to be a member here, you can be a member here at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, where Christ is first, everybody is somebody, and God smiles. Or you find another church on wherever Christ is preached in the center of your joy. Find a pastor and say, I want to accept Christ as my personal Savior. And the Lord will be pleased. As we conclude our message, we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for watching. Continue to watch us. We'll be continuing to preach over the way, over this way. And we continue to share God's word over the internet. Continue to tune us in as we continue to share the word for God for such a time as this. But before we end, we want to close with a word of prayer and a blessing. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We glorify and we magnify your name. Father, we praise you. We glorify and we magnify your name. We thank you for a word for such a time as this. Move upon your people in a prophetic and a profound way that they will fulfill their eternal destiny as they walk closely with you. And now, Father, we glorify and we praise you for how great, how powerful, how eternal is our God. And now, Father, we pray right now a prayer, a blessing as we close this message as we always do. So we reach out to those that are watching us over the internet and those that are sitting before me. And we say to you, may the Lord make his face to shine upon you.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry.
May the Lord be gracious to you.
Has encouraged you in
may the Lord lift up his countenance.
If you would like to have a copy of his
and
message,
give you peace.
You can email us at antiochmathis@billsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry.
We thank you for tuning in and watching us. We thank you for being a part of our worship service.
And as always, church.
We hope to see you in church. May God bless you is our prayer.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
We here at KAYT KQJO-FM regret to inform you of the passing of an icon. The Reverend Dr. Wardell Williams passed away last night. Reverend Dr. Wardell Williams, a pastor and mentor and teacher for many, many years, impacting the lives of thousands of people in our area. Again, the passing of Reverend Dr. Wardell Williams is what we're announcing. No other details are available at this time. Our sincere